What do you think about talking about some things that are pretty controversial in our today's news headline and what Americans are thinking and what this political arena is about to do or what they have done? I'm a firm believer in that our United States citizens should come first. We can't take care of everybody. You know, I'm a biblical, a God-fearing man, and the word says take care of your own tribe first. And I feel like we're neglecting that. In today's age, we have all types of everybody want to take care of everybody else's children. Everybody wants to just open the borders and let anybody in. Well, what do taxpayers think about that? We're picking up the tab for all of this. And what is the thoughts on Democrats not doing nothing for a 2-year span except try to find something on Donald Trump? I mean, what a big waste of taxpayers' dollars, if you ask me. There's a lot more things that could have been taken care of. What about our homeless situation? What about those people? You can say all you want, but he who is without sin cast the first stone, because everybody has issues that they have to deal with. What difference does it make what those people are up against when they don't have anything, any means of support, any means of housing, any means of it's just ridiculous that we put undocumented, we put people that are not citizens before we do our own people. What about veterans? Just look at those. How many veterans are waiting in line for medical services because our country neglects them? We're putting more emphasis on people from somewhere else than we are our own people. Now, these are just some of the thoughts that I wanted to generate and run by you, because I really feel like we're headed down. You know, Donald Trump had put us back on a path to where we can be a little more independent. Have anybody looked at how many companies he brought back to the United States? And when in the Obama era, those companies had left the United States. What about the shipment of money that Obama sent out when he left office? What about those people? You know, where's your concern when it comes to that topic? Now, I don't know about you, but I've always heard and experienced that the deficit was over $1 trillion. Well, now I just heard yesterday the news broadcast that we're at $960 billion in debt. Well, that's the debt have come down because it's never been, since I can remember, under $1 trillion, except maybe in the Clinton era, because I believe he reduced the deficit and we had a surplus. But other than that, you know, Democrats are really about keeping people poor, if you ask me. If you look at the things that Republicans done, they're always a controversial, but they will always be make money start to flow amongst people. People will have confidence in buying. You know, the stores won't be neglected. And I mean, it's just ridiculous how so many small businesses are going out of business during the Obama era. Now, the economy, I see, all you have to do is open your eyes and look in your own community. Look in your own neighborhood if you want answers. You don't have to listen to what they say on the news, on the media, the news, because they twist everything around. They only report what is bad because people love bad news. But you're not going to find a good report. But look in your community and see if you see the difference. That's where you need to start, you know, instead of looking at all of the United States, which you can't even begin to try to sum up, neither can I. But we need to look at what have the economy done in my community. Where I am, there's hiring signs on every business that I pass. People are hiring more than I've seen in a long time. Look at the unemployment rate. The unemployment rate is at 3% right now. It's haven't been that low in God knows how long. You know, we as Americans need to get more involved and start stirring things up. I mean, you know, we sit back and complain and murmur and complain about everything when it comes to change. But, I mean, how in the world can you get used to? We're talking about Democrats talking about health care for all. Who's going to pick up the tab? I mean, when we start giving everybody can go to any doctor, anybody to come in here can go to a doc. I mean, who's going to pay for that? Where do you think that's going to come from? And so it's just ridiculous of what they're trying to initiate. We were founded in God We Trust. I mean, and if you know anything about the Word of God, you can read it for yourself. We have to do things for our people. In this country, I find people care more about pets than they do about people. You know, if you find one pet roaming the street, they're going to grab that pet up, go and find a home for it, give it all the shots, feed it, take care of it, and then find it. But what about that man you stepped over laying on the ground that doesn't even have a blanket on the ground and no shoes on? What difference? So what if he's an alcoholic? That doesn't make no difference of what his issues are. Where is the help? Where is the help when it comes to people? You know, animals are just that. They're animals. But humans, that's where we need to direct our attention. We're talking about taking care of people from over in another country. We have people right here that we walk over every day that no one even gives a care about, or no one even is concerned about trying to give a care about those people. What I just am curious and just want to do is just stir some minds up. Just start thinking about something instead of always thinking that the government has our best interest in mind and at heart. But I know Donald Trump's not even taking a salary, so he has the country best interest at heart. Let's think about where your priorities lie. You know, are you more interested in paying more taxes so we can take care of everybody? Or are you more interested in using the taxes that we do have to enable programs that we need for our country? That's just some food for thought. All right, I'm Demand Change. Talk to you later.